And I'm really looking forward to hearing her speak on recovery is my responsibility. So with that, I'll give you some.
All right, my name is Kim. I'm an addict.
Hey,
all time watching Houston speak, I'm seeing all these crawlers and bugs and all that, so I'm like, okay. When I was first given this topic, it was kind of like a, duh. Recovery is my responsibility. Well, yeah, nobody else is going to do it. So I really had to sit and think about it. What really is my responsibility? And I started way back, thinking way back to even like childhood. What are we responsible for? And growing up, we're really not responsible for too much, including the things that happen to us. We're not responsible for that. Going into teenage years, going into adulthood, we then become responsible for our actions. That, going into recovery, was probably the hardest thing. It's like, wow. I mean, I have to be held accountable for everything that I said and did. But I didn't know what I was doing. But yeah, you did. So that right there was kind of hard. So then my thinking of this whole topic, recovery is my responsibility, kind of morphed into acceptance that recovery was my responsibility. Because not everything that I'm supposed to be held accountable for and responsible for, I was willing to accept. There's been some recent things that have happened in my life for the past, I don't know, week. And it's made me question my responsibility a lot. So it's kind of ironic that I got this topic, although we got it a while ago, and the things that have happened, it's like, what exactly am I responsible for? When you become a parent, you are responsible for your children to a certain point, because then they grow up and they become responsible for themselves and their actions. But being a parent, you feel until, God forbid, they die or you end up passing away, that you are responsible for them and responsible for what they do. And if you're in the program and you have children, then you know there's a hell of a lot more that you're responsible for than just a normal parent out there raising children. There are things that I did that I know affected my children. So then I question my responsibility towards my children, my addiction. I shorted my responsibility. So then you start playing the blame game. And it's like then you start blaming yourself for your children's actions. But then at the same time, you got to accept the fact that, okay, they become grown and they're responsible for their own actions. They know right from wrong. But if they grew up in a household like they grew up in, who's responsible for that? Ultimately the parent? Or when you turn it over and say no, it's the children's responsibility once they grow up and they know better. But, which anybody knows, you grow up in an environment and you become a product of that environment. Is that like your fault? Are you to blame for that? Because you grew up a certain way? Like when you sit there and say, you know, I become an adult, I'm responsible, I pay bills, I have to get a job, I have to pay bills, I have to have a home, I have to have food. But you grow up in a product of an environment and your responsibilities are out of whack. Like, you're not even sure. So, I had to accept the fact that my children are grown, and I have to turn it over where they are responsible for their own actions. And I have to accept the fact that there are things that I did that probably led to the circumstance. And I actually shorted on my on my recovery being my responsibility. Because of the situation, I didn't want to be around people. I completely reverted back to my old behavior. I wanted to isolate. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to be around anybody. So, I don't know, for 2 or 3 days, I wasn't really doing much of anything. I wasn't talking to anybody. I talked to one person, and then after that, I just kind of clammed up. And I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to do anything. And I actually, like, purposely did not go to a meeting because I didn't want to. And we all know when we don't want to, that's when we go. That's when we go, especially when we don't want to. That's probably the most times that we should go is when we don't want to. And now I wanted to isolate. I wanted to just have absolutely no responsibility, nothing. I just wanted to sit there in my little hole and be stuck in my head and not even try to figure out what am I going to do, because I knew there was nothing I could do. Lots and lots and lots of pain. My son is probably going to be going to jail for a really long time. My son is 18. He was caught talking to a 12-year-old boy. Explicit text. There's a mention of some picture. They have a case that they've been building on him since May that nobody knew about. And this 12-year-old boy was constantly telling my son no and to stop, and he wouldn't. Come to find out, there's more than one child. When everything came down to it, my son threatened to kill himself, and he stabbed himself in his stomach. Right now, he's in the hospital. He's being watched, but he's going to be released. He's not cooperating at all. He's denying everything. He's lying. He's being rude. He's not cooperating is not good because they're giving him a chance to cooperate, to drop some of the charges down to a lesser degree and force him to get help. But if he doesn't cooperate, they're throwing everything at him. And he's not cooperating. Now, me as a parent, I'm like, he's my son. He's been my responsibility since I had him. What am I supposed to do? What am I going to do? I wanted to run home immediately. And then play the whole tape through. What am I going to do when I get there? What am I going to say to my son? How am I supposed to help my son? What am I supposed to do? So there's where everything turned into me, the responsibility was acceptance. Yes, I am responsible for my children. I have to accept the fact that there is nothing I can do. There is absolutely nothing I can do. And I have to turn it over to my higher power and just pray that my son makes the right choice and he starts to cooperate and starts to except his own responsibility. And I just have to keep doing the right thing and keep up my responsibility with my recovery. Because if I don't, I always lose everything, including my children again, no matter where they're at. Or where they're at spiritually. It's the spirituality, I've struggled with that. What do I lose by not going to a meeting? I don't lose my home. I don't lose my job. I don't lose money. But then, the past few days, have I lost... I don't want to say that I fully lost my spiritual connection, but I did. I pulled away. Because I'm angry. So angry. Growing up as a child, I was molested for 10 years myself. I was raped twice. And to find out that your son turned 18 is basically a pedophile meant that I get angry. So I didn't want to accept anything about my responsibility for my recovery. I was so angry. I was so mad. So I talked to some people in my Wii. I talked to my sponsor, and they were like, use this, Kim. Use that. Use your anger. Use your pain. And so I'm using it. Here I am accepting responsibility for my recovery, doing service work, being where I am supposed to be and doing what I am supposed to do. That's the only thing that's actually going to save my son. I believe. So every day, every hour, I just have to stay focused. I have to just keep doing the right thing. I can't revert back to my old behaviors and just isolate and just want to be by myself because there's nothing I can do. So when we say, or when I say, recovery is my responsibility, it took on a whole new meaning than when I was first given the topic. Because it takes a lot of acceptance too, because sometimes there are just things that you cannot do. But the one thing you can do is be responsible for your own recovery. You go to that freaking meeting. You continue your steps. You talk to your sponsor. You talk to your we. Because the only thing that makes this work is you. Me. That's the only thing that makes this work is me. But I have to continue doing it. And that's my responsibility. And on that note, that's all I got. Okay. Thanks for listening.